This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
George Sedano is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. You see him all over the NBA broadcasts on ESPN and around the horn, and you hear him every day on ESPN Los Angeles. If you are so inclined, we were going to have him on yesterday. Crowder and I, we were celebrating my radio anniversary at WQAM, April 1st, April Fool's Day, very appropriately. And Sedano really was the most instrumental person in bringing me to QAM 11 years ago. So thank you, George. Honestly, I know we couldn't hook up yesterday, but thank you. You honestly changed my life for the better in a way that I never thought possible. So I tell you that every year, but I owe you a lot.
Well, you do, and you don't have to keep telling me. I listen, you were the guy that was top of mind, and thanks for having me on, and super pumped that it's been this long. It's crazy that it's been that long already is the thing.
Wild.
But yeah, I remember, like, I was there at QAM, and I was the afternoon drive host, and I was also the program director. And, you know, for years I had been kind of already kind of flirting with ESPN, and then it was going to be a thing, like, for real. And I remember telling Joe Bell, who was the GM at the time, he's like, what do you think we should do? And I said, go get Hockman. And that was it. That was literally the conversation. And then I called you, and I told you, and I said, this is the conversation you're probably going to have. So just be ready for it, and, you know, do what you think is best. And here you are still all these years later.
Yeah. Amazing. I mean, truly amazing. I talked with Joe Bell yesterday. I talk with him every April 1st, but yeah, Sedano really was. Sedano, for those who, excuse me, I'm still getting over an illness. For those who don't recall, was the program director and afternoon drive host, but really changed everything about 560. Like, you infused an energy and youth to the 560 yeah. lineup, which hadn't had it in a long time. And yeah. when he decided to leave for Bristol, you were actually moving to Bristol. His word at QAM, Joe Bell, the general manager, like, George's word was bond, man. Like, whatever George said, because George had single-handedly almost revitalized that radio station. And so when George tells Joe Bell, go get Hockman, like, that was it. Like, that was, I mean, Joe didn't need to hear anything else, because George, like, you were batting 1,000 just about at QAM.
Yeah. I mean, we really changed the culture in a lot of ways. I know that word gets overused a lot in sports, but it was a time at QAM where they were in a, you know, an era of transition, right? Hank was no longer there, you know, may he rest in peace, as well as Jim Mandich, Neil Rogers, like, all those guys were long gone at that point, and they were trying to fill the gaps with different people. And, you know, Sid Rosenberg was there for a decent amount of time. You know, Dan Cilio was there for a little bit. There were a lot of different guys. And yeah, I mean, I remember, and, you know, Steve Goldstein was there, right? So really, Joe was the last. And he's still there, right? So Joe was the last guy from that era that was there. And, you know, we came in and, you know, you and I had worked together at 790. And, you know, look, I'm not, you know, Joe Rose, the king of morning radio in South Florida. But you remember, like, he and I were going back and forth, because the timing yep. of it was LeBron was such a big deal and the Heat were such a big yep. deal that it really shifted the way people listen to sports radio in a way that I think changed the landscape forever. I mean, that's as big a part of it as anything, is that the fact that I was doing morning radio during LeBron's era And that big three era really kind of changed things for us at 790 in a big way, I thought, in the morning. And then, you know, I had a falling out with the guy that took over for Dennis Collins at the Ticket. And a few months later, I ended up at QAM. It was kind of like a wrestling thing where, like, I ended up, like, I left one wrestling production and ended up on the other one shortly afterwards.
That was great. It was such a great, tumultuous time. That was back, you know, I happen to love radio wars and radio stories. And that's when you had two competitors, you know, 790, the Ticket doesn't even exist anymore. It's
right. Isn't it like a Radio Spanish, Libre, like political station?
Yeah. Radio Libre.
Long story short, right. Adam Cooperstein was there. Crowder was there. Crowder was the show in the midday back then. And, you know, obviously we had a staple in Joe, who was the anchor of the station and you know, continues to be, and I'm sure in very many ways, you know, and we had things kind of rolling for sure. And it was fun. So, right, when I was leaving, like, and by the way, behind the scenes, too, you know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't just that. Like, we empowered people like Victor Bermudez, you know, Andy King was there with us. You know, there was a lot of people behind the scenes that helped. But, it was a no-brainer when he asked me. So I just said to him, yeah, it's Hawk. Like, if you can get him to do it, do it.
Well, thank you again. And for those of you who have hate listened for the last 11 years, now going into the 12th,
blame me.
This is the guy. This is the guy to blame. It was all Sedano's fault. Nobody thought it was going to last this long. No one, including George or me. Hey, it's been like, it's over a decade since you've done Afternoon Drive here in Miami. And you've done, obviously, national stuff, and you're at ESPN LA. What's the LA market like compared to the Miami market when it comes to sports radio? Because I feel like there's got to be a lot of similarities too.
So here are the similarities. Very similar market in the sense, obviously the size is and the scale is much bigger. But like the similarities are half Hispanic, right? I mean, I think that is where the first thing, there's no question that immediately sticks out, right? While different, right, Mexican, Cuban cultures are different, there's some Venn diagram there, I would say, in a big way. So that's what I think allowed me to kind of gain some success there quickly. But from a sports perspective, you never run out of stuff to talk about. Whereas I feel like in South Florida, you can, because you've got two of every team, and you could literally talk Lakers and Dodgers every single day of the year. Like, there is not even a discussion on a daily basis that we don't have at least one of those, if not both, in some capacity on a daily basis. And then you've got all the NFL stuff. You've got two NFL teams, although the Rams really matter more. But the Raiders still have a huge fan base there, and they're not only in Vegas, so it's a quick, you know, four-hour drive. So you've got that, tons of NFL you could talk about. And then when USC is rolling, you can make the argument they're the third biggest football, that is. They're the third biggest, you know, fish in the pond, you know, because that thing has so much history. You know, and just like you never run out of stuff to talk about. And then I would say the biggest difference is I randomly can just text O'Shea Jackson Jr., Ice Cube's son, who's now a famous actor, and be like, hey, why don't you pop through the studio today? Which, no offense, you can't always necessarily do that in Miami. Not that there aren't famous people in Miami, but it's a little easier to get the famous people to come to you.
Right. Maybe you can get a Gino Toretta to come on out to Twin Peaks, but that's...
Right. Exactly. Right. Like I can get Freddie Prinze Jr. on the line, you know, and you'd be like, hey, Freddie, why don't you swing through, talk some Dodgers today, you know?
Can you do the nonsense, though, that we do? Like, we spent plenty of time today talking about peanut butter and jelly day and what's the proper drink with the peanut butter and jelly. Like, can you do that, or does that turn off the sports audience?
No, we do it. Yeah, I would say our show is 50-50 most days, and sometimes we probably skew way, like, not enough sports for my liking, but I just let it kind of go where it goes and try to wrangle it back in. But, yeah, like, I mean, Bryan Cranston, we do an award show at the station every year. I made this up on the air. I said, you know, this is Hollywood. We should be doing our own award show. It's award season, right? So we kind of started creating this thing. And I know you were, you know, instrumental many years ago in Levitard's Suey Awards, right? Like, I thought it was just going to be a thing on the air. This turned into a real award show where fans paid $50 to come watch us give ourselves awards at these venues. And Bryan Cranston does the intros for every single award and all the nominees. Like, that's as LA as it gets.
That's excellent, man. Who owns you guys, ESPN LA? Is that the is that Good Karma?
So it's a partnership between ESPN, the mothership, and Good Karma brand, yeah.
Oh, very cool. All right. I could chop it up about radio all day long with Sedano. But again, he was going to join us yesterday for the anniversary show. He joined us today, and we got some good NBA talk. And we got to talk to you throughout the postseason because it's going
to
be.
Hey, let me ask you this: Is Crowder going to have to put on some weight and play D tackle for the Dolphins because they got like no defensive linemen? Like, what's going on
yesterday? Solana asked him yesterday if he's ready to go. I mean, if Calais is going to get $5-7 million, he's almost Crowder's age. So Crowder, right, maybe for $5-6 million, suit up again.
I mean, it would be a great bit for the radio, right? Like, if Doug Gottlieb can coach a college basketball team and host the radio show on national radio, why can't Crowder host Afternoon Drive with you and play for the Dolphins?
That would be absolutely delightful. And based on the way the Dolphins have played recently, you'd probably get a Doug Gottlieb-like performance by the end of the season. Low-hanging fruit. Too easy. All right, George Sedano, we miss you in Miami. We'll talk to you during the NBA postseason. It's been too long, buddy.
Have a croqueta for me.
Oh, I mean, you know Solana will. Man loves his croquetas.